Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, peace seems elusive. Peace seems far away. Calm, quiet, contentment have little space in our lives as we rush through the day. Help us to slow down and know all that really matters is for Christ to be our life, so that when peace, that peace will come, just as assuredly as your Son is the crucified and risen Lord. We pray for this peace in our lives. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This past Monday morning, I sat seriously listening to the news from Columbus. First on the radio, and then I switched over to streaming video from WBNS 10 TV in Columbus. Many here have connections to Ohio State, and currently my niece is an engineering major there at Ohio State. I know the North Campus area very well, and I walked those very sidewalks myself years ago as an engineering student. I sent email to my brother and sister-in-law asking if my niece and her boyfriend were safe and okay. I heard back from my sister-in-law a little later that during that time, my niece was safe in her apartment and her boyfriend was safe too. Much later that day, my brother emailed the same thing, they're both safe. For Monday morning, my brother got on the plane and he left for China. So how would you like to have that news, that feeling, you're flying out of the country and then hearing there's a terrorist attack at Ohio State? Others here had very much many emotions that Monday morning too. Then the news of the fires that swept through Gatlinburg, Tennessee, people missing, unaccounted for, family members wondering if others are safe. The destruction of the flames confirmed 13 dead at this point. 17,000 acres of forest and nearly 1,000 structures damaged or destroyed. And then there's the news of the Chapacon football team's plane crashing. Now information is pointing to the fact that the plane's flight plan was for a plane's maximum range. The plane was flown to its maximum range and it ran out of gas. Completely avoidable tragedy. A news article headline, what he did was mass murder. Little sympathy for the Columbia plane crash pilot. And that's just some of what's happening around us in this world. And how can you find peace in such a world that we live in? Tornado sirens blaring. High school students huddled in a hallway for safety, and anxieties are high. And along with the students' nervousness and worry, some special needs students were getting quite anxious and agitated and afraid. To help with the fear, some began to hum, and soon the humming turned into singing as the show choir started singing a cappella various songs. And towards the end of that various songs, the last one they began to sing, it really changed the moment in that hallway and really changed the feelings in the students huddled together in the hallway. The Bremen High School show choir had been rehearsing Mary, Did You Know? For an upcoming show. And they're also scheduled to meet with Mark Lowry, the composer and singer of the song, when he comes to their town. The show choir sitting in the hallway singing those several songs, until with the lower voices sort of providing a beatbox rhythm, the words of Mary, Did You Know? Started to fill the hallway. The moment was so moving, a teacher pulled out her phone and started to record. And as she recorded, she said, "Who is afraid during a tornado watch warning at BHS? Not me, because I'm reassured and reminded that today, that Mary's baby boy has got this," said teacher Jessica Lobb. She went on to say, "I could feel the spirit in the hallway as they sang." She posted this on her Facebook. It was just a real calming feeling when they started singing that song. And here's a few lines from that song. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. And what's incredible or amazing or just wondrous, or you could say the hand of God. Just as the show choir concluded the song, the principal, their classmates all clapping, just as they concluded the song, the principal announced the storm had passed. There you have peace with Jesus Christ, the one who calmed the storm. The baby boy that calmed the storm with his very hand, very God of very God, you can have that peace in your life too. Life with all its ups and downs, they come, they go. Things you can control, things you can't control, things way beyond your control. In them all, you can still have this peace, the peace of Jesus Christ, for He is the Prince of Peace. You can have this peace only in Jesus Christ, for it was the sacrifice on the cross of Christ that peace was made with God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. And through Him, that Him is meaning through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Through Him, to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. It was the blood of Christ shed on the cross that made peace with God. Peace comes first by being forgiven and reconciled with God. This reconciled relationship with God is your source of peace. You are at peace with God. And all of that is by grace through faith. You are forgiven, child of God. There is your peace, being that forgiven child of God. Your peace begins there in your life, as it says in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Are you missing peace in your life? Perhaps, just perhaps, you need to confess and repent your sin to receive that forgiveness from our Lord Jesus Christ. That forgiveness and be reconciled with God. Jesus made the way possible for this peace to be yours. Seek that forgiveness through Christ Jesus the Lord. Peace begins with God. Peace within yourself, that inner peace can be yours too, simply by trusting God to be God. Worry, anxiousness, fretting over things, those aren't peace. You can lay those feelings and emotions down, for you have a Father in heaven who loves you, who truly loves you more. His love for you is more than you can comprehend. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, Jesus said, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' Or, 'What shall we drink?' Or, 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Peace. Peace comes by seeking the kingdom of God, setting and fixing your eyes on the things above, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, Set your eyes on Him. Seek Him. And then place all your worries and cares. Let them rest in His lap, His hands, His care for you. Remember, Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat during the storm on the lake. And from out of nowhere, a furious storm arose and was threatening the boat, swamping it in the midst of that tossing about by the waves and the wind-whipped water splashing into the boat. Jesus is asleep, soundly asleep, calmly passing in the peaceful sleep. The disciples shake Him awake, shouting about the wind, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." And Jesus replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" He stood up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was calm. At a word from Jesus, the winds and the waves obeyed. And as He calmed that storm many years ago, Jesus, by being in you and being your life, can calm all the storms in your life. Don't talk about how big your storms are. Talk about how big your God is. A friend told me that one. Did you pay attention to the reading of Matthew, though, this morning? Jesus said, Matthew 10, verse 34, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Then Jesus speaks about the division that would be between father and son, daughter and mother. Even a man's enemies would be his own family. Does that sound like peace? This Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah verse chapter 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Yes, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So what is taking place here in Matthew chapter 10? It is Jesus emphasizing how important He is to be in your life. Jesus Himself, He is to be the most important in your life. And as it says in Colossians 3, has Jesus become your life? Colossians 3 says that Christ is your life. Matthew 10, verses 37 through 39. "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than Me is not worthy of Me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than Me is not worthy of Me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow Me is not worthy of Me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for My sake will find it." This peace that Jesus Christ brings comes only when Christ Jesus is in your life. And Christ Jesus is the very center of your life. First and foremost, Jesus is the Christ over your life. All you have, all you desire, all you ever wanted, Jesus is more than all these things for you. You really can't expect to have this peace in your heart and in your soul and in your life without Jesus Christ as center of your very being. It means Jesus is Savior. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is your all in all. Jesus means everything to you, more than mother, more than father, more than your very life itself. Jesus means more than all these things. When that takes place, you have this peace. When you have Jesus that much, then that peace that passes all understanding will take up residence in your life. This world we live in is a broken world. It's an evil world in many ways too. When people do evil things, such as crashing a car into pedestrians on a sidewalk, or greed, such as greed of a pilot to file a flight plan that should have never been filed, and greed that the flight plan was accepted. And natural disasters still come too. This is the world where evil still roams around. But never fear. Jesus has overcome all. Gospel of John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things. It's Jesus speaking. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So you see, in the troubles of this world, you can still have peace. And Jesus said it right there in Gospel of John, in me, you may have peace. In this world, you'll have trouble, but I have overcome the world. That Christ who overcame the world inside you is your peace. Now, this is not about ignoring the very real feelings and emotions you have. They come, they go. But when they come, you have a promise of Jesus Christ. You have a promise of His peace. So when those feelings come, you can turn to Christ and trust Him. Trust Him all the more. For you know God loves you. God gave His Son for you. And all will be well. Because you are beloved and you are redeemed. Peace comes by knowing God is good. All the time, God is good. What's the evidence? Jesus has come. Baby Jesus has come. That's why I am so glad each Christmas Eve, the night of Jesus' birth. I want to say that in Norwegian. I am so glad at Julekveld, the nacht. I sang it as a child in Norwegian. But I am so glad each Christmas Eve, the night of Jesus' birth. And the end of verse 4, He opened the king's palace to everyone. That's your peace. Knowing you are redeemed, knowing you are reconciled with God, knowing you are forgiving, and Christ living in you. And you have a place in the king's palace forever. Peace be yours forever. Amen.